So 2.5 hours, what happened, generally speaking?
We had a very large pool of qualified candidates and essentially spent 2.5 hours going through the pool and coming down to our final seven for the first round of interviews.
And before that, you all had access to all the applications, so that no doubt helped in what you all discussed tonight.
Correct. There was a lot of homework to be done, resumes, cover letters, reference letters, job performance reviews for over 50 candidates. So there was quite a bit of information to digest.
How's the atmosphere?
I think the atmosphere is very positive. It was a long night, but I think people are excited about some of our candidates. There's some people that on the list that, had some very positive attributes. And overall, I'd definitely say people were excited about it and looking forward to the first round.
And having seven selected for the first round of interviews, that I would think gives everybody goosebumps about the quality of the district and the expectations that these candidates will have for the district.
Absolutely. In fact, we initially were trying to have six as a target number. When we came down to it, we just couldn't cut a seventh person and feel good about it when we looked at the quality of the applicants we had. So we decided that in the interest of the district and to try to get the best possible person we can, we would go ahead and interview seven.
And I know we can't talk about specifics about the dialogue, what was exchanged between the board members, but if you can give me a general sense of how participatory or how everybody participated in the discussion.
Absolutely. And this is actually kind of interesting, but everybody came in with an initial list of candidates that had struck their – or that they had paid attention to or that for one reason or another they felt were qualified. And we went through and everybody listed their candidates and we matched up the multiples for each candidate. And overall, our list of 54 probably came down to about 14 once we had all board members' input. So I think that shows that a lot of people were thinking the same, looking for the same qualities in candidates. And it also shows that we had some really strong candidates that just kind of shone through above the rest.
If you can recap what happens now that we have, or now that you all have seven people to do an interview.
Absolutely. Next week we'll begin the interview process, and we will have a 1.5 hour interview with each of the seven final candidates. After that, we will come together and compare notes, deliberate, and try to bring that seven down to a final three. Then out of the final three candidates, we'll invite each of them to come back for a 2 hour in-depth interview and also to bring their spouse down to the district so we can interview them, and we will go from the three to a final.
And then to this point of the process, the assistance and input given from your consultants from TASB.
Absolutely. That's been very solid. If nothing else, just the collating all the data that came in. With 54 candidates, as I mentioned, we had reference letters, resumes, cover letters, all kinds of different input that these people put in, and TASB has a very unique way of bundling it all together, presenting it in an easy database that was easy to navigate, compare different candidates to each other. And one thing that is also invaluable is TASB has representatives in every district in the state of Texas. So when they looked at who had applied to ours, they've gathered information from some of their field people in the different regions, and it was very helpful to be able to get firsthand knowledge of applicants. There may be somebody who looked strong one way, and then maybe there was some information that, led us a different direction, or maybe someone that we initially had slightly overlooked or had a light question that turned out that they were a very qualified candidate would be somebody that we would be interested in. So TASB brought that piece to the table, and that was very helpful.
Anything else I missed that listeners need to know about the process to this stage?
I think this pretty much covers it well, but my goal is for everybody to know that we really have gone out and tried to find the best candidates that we can that will fit our district and serve our kids and our community. We're very cognizant of the fact that, Brian Eiste needs to continue to move forward. I think we have a good idea of the kind of leader we're looking for. And I think everybody's very positive and hopeful about the process, and I think we'll be very pleased with the result.
Not putting words in your mouth, but it sounds like y'all feel confident that you've reached what you've just said, at least to this point?
I do. I feel that, you know, so far the process has been very successful. I consider the fact that we had to add an interview space because we weren't comfortable cutting a person out to be a very positive sign. Now, the negative side of that is that we have seven highly qualified people that we need to bring down to three. So I'm expecting that meeting to maybe be even longer than this meeting down to an initial seven. But that's a good thing for the people of the district and for our students.